Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Take the last train to Pottsville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30 because I've made your reservation. Don't be slow.
University of West Florida, buckle up. You're going to see a lot of changes there for the better. It's going to be, I mean, how does like the most conservative part of the state have some of these like some of the most liberal programs in the state? It doesn't make any sense. So the times are a change in there too. So you're going to see that against Hope Florida, against me, against the First Lady. And what I've told people is I've been doing this for 6 years. Every single time I roll out of bed, I face attacks from liberal media and the Democrats. That's nothing new.
That's what we are, just old liberal media here raising these liberal attacks against our hero, Governor DeSantis. Listen, I've said it before, I'll say it again. I love the governor. I've supported the governor. He will forever be my hero for what he did during COVID. He has done some amazing things in the state of Florida. I voted for him in the presidential preference primary. I would vote for him again. But he is... I don't know, man. It's become bad lately. There's just a cluster of things, you know, the latest being this unwillingness to acknowledge that the Hope Florida stuff is a real problem. I mean, he's just flat out denying it's even a situation, like just saying this is a total farce.
This is a manufactured hoax.
It's not.
And you have liberal media and liberal Democrats pushing this. And we have some of these leaders in the Florida House who are stabbing their constituents in the back and joining with liberal media and liberal Democrats.
Oh, my God. Like, that's your line? Is that everybody who criticizes you is just a liberal? They're a communist. They're a fascist. They're a wokist. They're a DEI advocate. Sir, I know a lot of people who are liberals and don't like you to begin with. And I know a lot of conservatives who like you to begin with and are livid with you over what you have tried to do at UWF and are very concerned about this whole business with Hope Florida, which, by the way, I think that the idea behind Hope Florida is wonderful. And listening to Casey DeSantis talk about it yesterday, I love it. I wish I had time to play you all of her comments because they were actually quite good. You know, the idea of charity navigators, Hope Navigators, it would connect you with services and help you get private help and help you get even religious help and get you out of government dependency. I mean, that's great. Like, that is a wonderful program. I don't think anybody is saying that's a bad thing. What they are saying is you shouldn't have used them as a pass-through entity to funnel $10 million into your anti-marijuana campaign under the stewardship or oversight of the now Attorney General and former Chief of Staff, James Uthmeyer. From a settlement that was supposed to go to ACA, like, that's bad. Regardless of what you think of Hope Florida, that's bad. Okay, that's the issue. And also, Hope Florida itself has not been doing its forms, hasn't been checking in and getting the appropriate oversight done. Like, that's a problem, too. Oh, by the way, Alex Andrade did another hearing with just the Hope Florida folks yesterday. At the same time as the governor was staging this distraction, I mean... this press conference at PSC, to which neither Michelle Salzman was invited nor even allowed to attend, or her people. They were turned away at the door. No kidding, not an exaggeration. Alex Andrade, I mean, same issue. So instead he brought in Joel Rudman. Joel Rudman is your guy to ferociously attack Alex Andrade with things that I know from my own experience were false. I mean, my God, man. Like, where are you? He has completely, in my opinion, has completely misread the local community on this issue and thinks, well, I can just go blather on about communists and wokists and DEI and saving higher education, and people in Pensacola are too dumb to know what's actually going on at their university. We're not. And the problem isn't what was going on. The problem is what you're doing. Read the room, bro. Oh, you can't because you closed off any opposition from attending the room. All you get is cheers and smiles and sycophant supporters. Okay, where was I? I got off track there. Just so much. And then again, continuing to attack Michelle Salzman over this bill she's filed to try to prevent this same kind of abuse in the future?
Question is, why the hell are they doing this? This is not what you asked for. None of them campaigned on this. Why is this happening given the success we've had? Wouldn't you want to build off the success rather than sabotage the success?
Physician, heal thyself. Listen to what you're saying. Why would you do this instead of building on the success of UWF? Why would you come in and try to lay waste to the good things that are happening here? Why not instead campaign? I mean, imagine if DeSantis had campaigned in, what, 18 and in 22? If he had campaigned on, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to radically reform UWF. We're going to fix this and get rid of all your people and get in a whole bunch of new people who don't know you, haven't lived here, and aren't from here. And we're going to just, you know, tear it to the ground and make it right. You probably would have lost Escambia County. You might have lost Santa Rosa County. You know, certainly in 18, you would have not won the election. You would have lost. You barely won that election. Now, COVID hit. You got massive popularity. Okay, I'll grant you that. And rightly so. I was with you. But arguing that they're going against what they campaigned on. Sir, you didn't campaign on this. And now you're completely offering this revolutionary thing. And by the way, that you still haven't explained. You came to town to attack the legislators at the wrong college. You didn't go to UWF. You went to BSC. And you talk about courage and being willing to face the slings and arrows. And you didn't even mention the controversy around the Board of Trustees at UWF. I mean, what are you doing? John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John, and again, this is love, okay? I love the governor. I admire the governor. The governor has done so many great things. This is, you know, the guy who, and I would, you know, I mean, you're making me rethink it. Like, when you turn people away who campaigned for you, door knocked for you, and those are the people that are told they can't come into this room because only my friendlies are allowed, like, dude, that's not the behavior of the free state of Florida. That's the behavior of the authoritarians and the totalitarians that you keep saying you're not like, which I agree you're not like, but which your critics keep saying you're like. Don't feed them by doing what they say you're doing. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit KnoxPest.com. Knox knocks them out. Still dealing with this, it's actually a patrol car crash that happened at Pine Forest in Longleaf Drive. That's continuing to give us some major difficulties. But other than that, I-10, I-110, they're looking good. Even 98's flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. This was a dumpster fire on top of a dumpster fire. And having, again, Joel Rudman come and do these, I mean, it was crazy. Joel Rudman, later on in the morning yesterday, I think it was a morning meeting. It might have been an afternoon, but I think it was a morning. You know that he got unanimously rejected by the Senate Appropriations Committee on Higher Education to be on the board at PSC. Ed Fleming and Andrew Hobbs and I forget the other guy, Zach something or other, they got unanimous approval. Great picks. Rudman, the committee members that are made up in part of people who used to serve in the House with him said, oh, no. And I have the clips. I'll probably play it for you tomorrow because it's just there's so much to cover. And he's the guy that you bring in. I don't want to exaggerate. Okay, I try to get along with everybody. I don't know an elected official who gets along with Rudman. Like, he alienated the entire Board of County Commissioners. He's alienated our state representatives. I mean, he's your guy? And he comes in here to spread maybe defamatory stuff about Alex Andrade? It's amazing. Like, absolutely amazing. Okay, anyway. And the questions at the end were, I mean, somebody asked about Hope, Florida. He called it a farce. He also said that the reason they're doing this is because they're scared of my wife running for governor.
Look, some people feel threatened by the first lady. Let's just be clear about that. They know this. You saw her up here. You know, if you're looking at, you know, like 2026 and you've got, you know, some horse that you don't want her anywhere near that. You're very worried because she'd run circles around their people. Everybody knows that.
I think Casey DeSantis is capable, intelligent, likable. We'll see whether she actually runs for governor or not, but, you know, let's give it some time. So this is all, yeah, no, there is a theory, okay? And this theory can be aimed at anybody you want to aim it at, okay? The theory is that all of this is meant for that, that all of this is about governors, about attorneys general, about higher office in Florida, and this is really, you know, this is Gates's people fighting for him, or this is Byron Donnan's people fighting for him, or this is, you know, Danny Perez trying to do a political, okay. I don't know enough to be able to say whether there's any truth in any of those allegations. So I start with the things I can show. And I can show that the Board of Trustees' decisions about UWF were a catastrophic miscalculation. And he has not backed down, explained, or apologized appropriately for any of that. And since that's one of the key elements of the bill, that and defanging him on his ability to pick presidents, which I don't want him to pick the president. The most viable going theory on the hostile takeover at UWF with the trustees is to get them in there because they'll do what he tells them to do, like they'll make Scott Yenor the chair, which he's now resigned, and appropriately so, but they will still do what he tells them to do. And his goal is to get rid of Martha Saunders so he can put Manny Diaz in as the president of UWF. I've heard that from a couple different people. I don't know if it's true or not, but I don't want the governor to be able to get rid of somebody who has extraordinarily capably led UWF, Martha Saunders. And I certainly don't want him to do that through this subversive measure of, you know, doing this covert action through the Board of Trustees that then you can put your hand-picked person. And I like Manny Diaz, but I don't want him running UWF. And I certainly, all of this doesn't make sense. And when you attack everybody who criticizes you as a liberal and you say, well, look, Anna Escamani is co-sponsoring this bill. Obviously, Michelle Salzman has been duped by the liberals. He said that yesterday. That was, you know, this is obviously a liberal bill. Why else would Anna Escamani vote for this HB 1321? Well, I don't know. Could be that you've blundered so badly that everybody sees it and everybody on all sides of the political spectrum sees the reform needed to prevent you from blundering like this again, sir. Again, I used to think, we kind of talk about legislation that is so widely acceptable that it gets, bipartisan support. That is a good thing. And now you're saying that getting bipartisan support means things are wrong? Listen, the stuff that he's done on higher education, that was voted for by Michelle and Alex, you know, okay? Things like putting in the tenure review, you know, 5 years for professors, great. Oh, my God, I love that idea. Tenure is one of the greatest enemies to good higher education. But reviewing them. Or taking hiring of professors at least somewhat out of the hands of just the people in the department, great move, love it, totally agree. But this bill doesn't have anything to do with that stuff. And this bill doesn't roll back any of that stuff. And to say that because they disagree with you now about this, that therefore it's undermining your whole agenda on higher education, sir, it might be true at UCF or USF or FAMU or God knows any of the other institutions in Florida, but it's just not true here. 437-1620. We'll take some of your texts in just a moment, and we'll come back to this then. John Pickens? Oh, no, not yet. We'll just take a quick break. We'll be back in just a second.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
It's spring at Anderson Subaru, the perfect time to refresh your ride. With 3.9% for 63 months on 2025 Subaru Outback models, or get 3.9% for 48 months on 2025 Forester models and 2025 Crosstrek models. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Subaru for you, Subaru for you. Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Well done, students. If you were trying to disappoint me.
Good morning, 825 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Lots of texts on the UWF DeSantis stuff. I'll get to that in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. If you are on, let's see here, Pine Forest, right near Longleaf, and you're going southbound, you're going to see about a 7 to 10-minute delay due to an officer-involved accident that happened there. Also, I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, expect about a 7 to 9-minute delay associated there. But other than that, we are rolling good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. If you work professionally in the construction industry, if you build things for a living, whether it's houses or commercial real estate, Pensacola Hardware, they're your place. They are the commercial construction supply business. The warehouse is right here, so they don't have to wait for a thing. If you've never been in there and asked them what they can do for you, ask them. Like, go after work today and just say, you know, Andrew McKay is always talking about you. And he says, you know how to do this stuff. What can you do for me? Talk to Jimmy or Martin or Mansfield, and they will tell you what they can do, and they will speak your language. You won't need a translator. And, you know, for example, if you've got a special order, you know, some kind of specified product from the engineer, the architect, whatever, they do that stuff all the time. They love it. Like, they literally get up in the morning thinking, how can we help people build things better in Pensacola? Because they've been doing it for forever, since before the Civil War, since before there were Levi's. There was Pensacola Hardware, the oldest company in the entire state of Florida, one of the 50 oldest in the entire country. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown on Gregory Street. Did I say Gregory? Yeah, on 20 East Gregory Street, helping people build and rebuild at Pensacola for 174 years. Amazing. Some of these texts coming in. Let's see. One person says, DeSantis is off the wall, hands off UWF. This response by DeSantis is just a page out of Trump's response book. Somebody says, not everyone is against what the governor has done at UWF. Oh, I'm not. I'm not against a lot of the stuff that he's done at higher education. And some of these Board of Trustees members I actually favor. I've told you before, I like Adam Kistler. What is this? That's not the right name. Anyway, I like him, frankly. And I was the one who gave you an accurate, honest assessment of Scott Yenner's speech about women that was, I think, widely misrepresented. But it doesn't mean that that guy should be the board chair. Right? I've tried to bring some nuance to this. But generally speaking, I've been very much in favor of what the governor has done in higher education. Somebody says Salzman's aid and Andrade's aid were also denied, too. Mama B, who is like one of the greatest conservative Republican ladies here in Pensacola, and she's very notable because she's an elderly black lady. Okay, everybody knows Mama B. They turned her away yesterday. She campaigned for DeSantis. She ran the organizations that campaigned for them. Somebody says, DeSantis is still trying to be politically relevant. I feel his time has come and gone. Best governor ever, but needs to bow out gracefully at the end of his term. Somebody said, just turned to hear your coverage of DeSantis. Preach, brother. I'm so glad to hear you calling out this nonsense. Somebody said, I started losing faith in DeSantis a few years back when he supported FBL raising prices shortly after the Gulf Power takeover. Somebody says, you think DeSantis has lost focus? Think he has to loosen up for a presidential run to grab more supporters? And somebody just says, excellent reporting. I appreciate that. 437-1620. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Good morning. President Trump hosting an Easter week dinner this evening, part of the White House's celebration of Holy Week. The dinner will feature the Marine Corps Band, singer Charles Billingsley, and, of course, remarks from the president. An American missionary kidnapped by armed gunmen in South Africa has been rescued after a deadly shootout. Josh Sullivan is a pastor from Tennessee. He was preaching at a Fellowship Baptist church in South Africa in the Eastern Cape province when he was kidnapped by four masked men. Later, they demanded a ransom. A special police task force tracked Sullivan down on Tuesday night. They got into a firefight with the kidnappers. Three of those suspects were killed, and Sullivan was found unharmed in a safe house. Google is going to be pushing a security update to Android phones that will automatically reboot the phone if it's locked for 3 straight days. They say the idea is that by encrypting data that can be that can only be accessed through a user's passcode, it'll make it more difficult for somebody to get into a phone using a forensic analysis device.
All right. And, John, you're nodding your head. You like it?
Yes, I do.
All right. There you go. I'll leave it at that because yes. This is on a completely separate note. Just because it crossed my desk yesterday and it made me laugh. And I thought, John, I think you'll appreciate this one as well. Headline at PC Gamer Magazine. Oh, God, there's a buried Steam help page that shows how much money you've ever spent on the platform, and you may not want to know.
You definitely don't want to know. Trust me, my son.
I'm going to say my son, you know, for sons particularly, and I'm like, oh, God, don't be faced with what your addiction has cost you over the time.
Exactly.
And they said everything on their team, everything from a few $100 to, at an outlier, $16,000 for their top spender.
Wow.
I can believe it.
I'm Therese Crowley. Attorney General Pam Bondi suing the state of Maine over Title IX violations for failing to comply with a Trump ban on trans athletes in women's sports. The ultimatum, stop now, restore girls' titles, or face a retroactive loss of federal funding. Fox News has obtained a Department of Justice criminal referral against New York District Attorney Tish James, who famously prosecuted Donald Trump, saying no one is above the law, with evidence that James falsified banking, mortgage, and real estate documents to get better terms on properties in Virginia and New York. From whispers to shouts, former President Joe Biden returns to the stage taking on his successor.
Social Security is more than a government program. It's a sacred promise.
In Chicago, Biden claims the president took a hatchet to Social Security. The Trump team says they're saving people's checks from fraud. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3, 60 and sunny right now in Pensacola. Well, a proposed $45 million football stadium on the UWF campus is a few million dollars closer now. The university asked the Escambia County TDC for about a 4% investment into that project yesterday. They've already received a big chunk of that $45 million from a private donor.
You know, we've raised quite a bit out there to get it going, and I'm actually the investor that put up the $10 million as a gift, and I just wanted y'all to know that I am fully in on this because I've got a lot of money invested in it myself, you know. As a matter of fact, I think I got all my savings and my life savings invested in it. So I'm really in. So if y'all will join us and help us out and put up some money, I'll watch your money just like I watch my own.
That's Daryl Gooden, and the stadium would bear his name once it's completed. UWF says their current temporary stadium has about 3,800 seats, which have to be rented for each game, and they say that's not enough. Their average ticket sales come in at about 4,500. The $2 million grant was unanimously approved yesterday by the TDC. An Okaloosa County man's been convicted of attempting to solicit a parent to allow him to have sex with a child, Michael Todd Rana. He was convicted last week. Prosecutors say he reached out to a man that was an undercover police officer posing as the father of a 10-year-old girl. Rana reportedly wanted to pay for sex with a child. The crime was investigated by Okaloosa County's Internet Crimes Against Children Division. The state now one step closer to executing a man that killed a woman in Hillsborough County. The death warrant signed yesterday for Glenn Rogers. He was sentenced to death 28 years ago for the stabbing of Tina Cribbs in a motel room back in 1995. He's now 62. He'll be given a lethal injection on May 15th. Senator Rick Scott applauding what he calls a big win for the Florida's farmers. Scott expressing support yesterday for the Trump administration in their decision to terminate the 2019 tomato suspension agreement. Scott says that failed to protect American producers from unfair foreign trade practices. He says it allowed Mexico's tomato exports to flood the domestic market. He says the tomatoes were grown with child and forced labor to keep prices artificially low, and that made it impossible for local producers to compete. Now, changes coming to Hurlburt Field in Okaloosa County. The Air Force yesterday announcing they've relieved Hurlburt Field Chief Master Sergeant Anthony Green of his duties. They cited a loss in confidence in his ability to fulfill those duties. No details on that were released. It is 8:34, News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Still dealing with that accident, the patrol car accident on Pine Forest and Longleaf Drive right there at the intersection. If you're heading southbound on Pine Forest toward Longleaf Drive, just be aware that there's going to be a delay there. Also, taking a look at I-10 right now, looks like it's rolling smoothly. Had a report of an accident earlier, but there is no delays on I-10, I-110. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. 8:35, and let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We will have a beautiful day today with mostly sunny skies. Temperatures warming up near 74 degrees in the afternoon for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 53. For Thursday, beautiful sunny weather, high near 76 degrees. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 63 degrees. Keeping the sunshine around on Friday with a high near 79 and a low near 66. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, again, we've got a beautiful morning. It is 60 degrees in Pensacola. 53 in Gulf Breeze, 57 reported in Milton. Our next news is at 9 o'clock. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. And your money now. This morning, markets are down. Not by a lot, though. The Dow is down just about 194 points. At 41.74.69. S&P down 50 points at 53.47. The NASDAQ down 291 points at 16.532. 10-year bond rate up a bit at 4.343% this morning. Gold price is up 76.40, 33.16.80. Silver price is up 44 cents at 32.75. And looking into the crypto market today, Bitcoin down 185 bucks at 83,956. Ethereum's down, Solana's down, Dogecoin down a couple of cents at 15. XRP down this morning as well. Taking a look at our financial headlines today, the Department of Justice is suing the state of Maine over refusing to ban transgender athletes from women's sports. That lawsuit announced by U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi earlier this morning. It comes 2 months after a public back and forth between President Trump and Maine Governor Janet Mills. United Airlines is cutting flights this summer as domestic travel demand is down. The Chicago-based carrier said today they plan to trim domestic capacity by 4% starting in the third quarter. For the first quarter, United posted a $387 million profit while projecting strong demand for premium cabin bookings. It's 8:37, your next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
Need an affordable medical clinic?
Go to a ProHealth location.
Need a walk-in or same-day appointment?
Go to a ProHealth location.
Need a $45 zero copay medical plan?
Go to ProHealthFL.com. ProHealth has always been known for being Pensacola's most trusted and affordable clinic and lab, but now ProHealth offers over 30 affordable ultrasounds too. You never need a doctor's order, and ProHealth allows you to pay with HSA or FSA funds for all their services. You can even schedule yourself at ProHealthFL.com. That's ProHealthFL.com.
At Pensacola Christian Academy, your child will thrive in a safe, caring environment designed to build a solid foundation. Kindergartners become confident readers, develop fine motor skills through cursive writing, and sharpen problem-solving skills with engaging hands-on learning. Experience the affordable excellence and unmatched value of Pensacola Christian Academy. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola, tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
So today's question, I think it'll be pretty easy for you to answer. Sometimes I make them hard. This one's not hard. Okay. This is a fun day.
Whew, okay?
Okay. The question is, if you had to take a guess, if you had to hazard a guess, what song do you think you've heard the most times in your life? 437-1620, 437-1620. I have a most definite answer for me. And my definite answer comes from driving and my belief that there is a single song that if you drive and listen to radio on over the air while you're driving, you will hear this song. At least if you listen to the kind of music I listen to, you will hear this song until you want to puke from hearing it so much. But, okay, we'll get to that in a second. That's my answer is coming. Okay, John Pickens, do you have a particular song?
I do. I love Garth Brooks.
Why do you say it like that?
I love him to death because I don't want people to think I'm trashing him. I'm just tired of Friends in Low Places. Oh, no. Thank you. I mean, it's great live.
Blame it all on my roots.
That's enough. So,
thank you.
I also have heard this song quite against my will many times because I used to play a lot of pool in college. And this was a song that, you know, they would inflict upon you regularly if you play pool in bars like I did. Okay, so good answer. Meg, do you have a song that sticks out to you as the one you think you might have heard the most times in your life? Whether it's a song you like or not is a separate question.
Okay. Well, so this is not necessarily on the radio, but when I think of a song I've heard over and over and over, it would be the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah, that's a great outside of the box answer because
there's 10 songs on the radio.
Right. We've heard it so many times. We've sung it so many times.
I know it by heart. I know every note. I know when it's sung badly.
Yeah, right.
Because I'm an expert on that
every song. Every sporting event you've ever been to or watched on TV. Right, yeah. No, that's a great answer.
And there was a time they used to play it at night when the TV stations were
going off the air,
back in the day.
Play the flag, and then you'd go to static or the color signal or whatever. Yeah. No, you're right. It's hard to know if that's the winner in the category, but it's certainly a contender.
Okay, good, because I wasn't sure if I was off with that one. Okay.
Because I tend to think of, you know, the song you like, you know, the rock song, the whatever. Right. But no, you're right. The Star Spangled Banner is one that would definitely fall into that category because we've all heard it so many times.
Yeah, I think it's up there.
437-1620. Let's check out some of these texts. Oh, no, this is a good answer. Happy birthday song.
Oh, perfect. That's perfect.
We just sang that to my son yesterday over the phone because it was his 21st
Great
birthday.
Answer.
And yeah, no, that's a good answer. I hadn't been thinking about that. Somebody else says happy birthday. Somebody says how great thou art. Oh, classic. That's a great hymn, too.
Yeah,
that is a great hymn.
Yeah, it is.
It would depend on what kind of church you go to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because a lot of your, you know, modern non-denominational churches don't do hymns or don't do them frequently. So that would be sort of, you know, if you grew up Baptist or Lutheran or it's pretty maybe well Methodist. Known, oh, no, it absolutely you know, is. I'm just saying, in the non-denominational, you know, evangelical circles where they don't have a hymnal, essentially.
Well, that makes me think of another one that's a classic.
Oh, what do you, I think I know. Amazing Grace.
Yeah.
No, I thought that one too, right? Amazing Grace would mm-hmm. be a good version of that, would be another one of that for sure. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20 Okay, here we're getting into songs that a little bit more fell into my category of at least what I was thinking about, but that doesn't make it, you know, the other answers are still good answers.
Ugh.
Oh, what is, you ugged Journey?
Please, just let
song.
It play.
I
let
love
play.
The authentic, though let horrid reaction.
I just heard it too many times.
Oh, there you go. Okay, the question is...
What are you doing?
We got other songs coming
I'm gonna
in.
Not
it's
put
not a
you
music
in
station.
Of music.
We're not going to have you picturing heavy metal all day long. All right, 4, 3, 7, 16, 20 Other entries into the category. Oh, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. See, you're getting into thinking about, like, other... you know, yes, Christmas carols.
Yeah, we wish you a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, because they're all. Ones that, at least at a certain time of year, you're going to hear so mm-hmm. many times. And if you dare bring up Mariah Carey, we're going to have a problem. let's see, 4, 3, 7, 16, 20 Oh, somebody says, dang, Meg, you and I have so many identical frivolous topic answers.
Oh, good for you. You're my new best friend.
this is definitely one that I had thought of would maybe be like a very common answer that people would have. I had it pulled up. Hold on. I have it in a different place. I had to do some quick looking this morning to find music.
That song
all of these great
notes.
Rock ballads. Yeah, exactly. Name it in two notes. Yeah, Stairway would be one of those ones. And I would think, and this one I think you have to give credit where credit is due, I don't think this one would have been known as much, except that we all know it because we watched a certain movie. What one am I talking about? I'll play it for you in just a second. John Pickens has got Traffic on the Fives. John?
That's right. Still dealing with that accident that happened on Pine Forest Road and Longleaf Drive at the intersection. Let's see here. Still seeing some delays on Pine Forest if you're headed southbound toward Longleaf. Other than that, traffic is rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Five.
Thanks so much, John. If you have a plumbing leak, a drip, a weird sound on the wall, anything you need to want to reclaim your Rubbermaid from underneath the sink, you're better than that. You should. Barbary Plumbing, flat rate pricing by the job, not by the hour. Give them a call. They can even fix the fix that you fixed badly. I did that. Anyway, and they were fabulous. 477-8782 for Barbary Plumbing. All right. This is one that I think we all know it because we watched a certain movie in the 80s. Oh, come on now. Where'd it go? Here we go.
Is this the yes. real life?
Yes.
A great song.
Classic.
But if it hadn't been for Wayne's World, that song would not be nearly as popular as it is now. I mean, it was massively popular.
It was
but also,
popular.
We Will Rock You or We Are the Champions would
yes.
be another good example in that category of songs that you've heard so many times. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20 4, 3, 7, 16, 20 let's see. Where did it go here? Kung Fu Fighting by Carl Douglas, the one that we use as part of the stager. Somebody says, because we play it 5 times a week. I've now heard that more than anything else. It's only 4 times a week, sir. We don't do it on Fridays. How do I not have this one pulled up? This was one that I should have thought in advance.
Then there's all those, the ones that are football games that they have when the team comes out. Like every school has its own. I think Bama has one, Georgia has one. They
oh,
all
your team, your team song,
yeah,
sure.
What is the one? Yes, thank you.
Now that's not necessarily, but that's what somebody suggested. Is, yes. Yeah, that would be a song that obviously everybody knows. I promise you I'd tell you my answer in this category. And you can feel free to disagree with me, but my answer is... Because if you drive for 20 minutes around anywhere in the country and you're listening to a radio station and they're playing anything that's classic rock, 80s, anything like that, you're going to hear this song mm-hmm. every 20 minutes. I mean, it is, in my opinion, the most overplayed song on sort of regular throwback radio. I hate to call it that. But anyway, 4, 3, 7, 16, 20 I will enter this into the category.
Oh.
I mean, the movie did $2 billion globally. Okay, all right. That's enough of that. But it's funny because it's a lot.
Journey.
A lot of times, no. Although I'm with you. Okay. A lot of times it's the ballad. The ballads that get played again and again and again.
And
her voice.
Her voice,
I mean,
is
you just
else.
Can't
Gosh.
Even. It's
you can't it's, get tired of it.
It's redonkulous. I don't hate She's that amazing. Phrase, but it's it literally it's true for sure.
What did you just say?
You've never heard that? It's redonkulous. It's ridiculous, but it's supposed to sound interesting and cool. I don't know. I didn't invent it, and I don't
Was
take
that
credit.
That from the 70s?
Don't Stop Believing by Journey. Anything by Mariah Carey. Let's see. Any of AC/DC's big hits. No? Agree? Yeah. Hell's Bells, Highway Back to Hell, any of that, Back in Black, yeah. And we can all, you're like, yeah, that's a good example.
Oh, boys.
What do you mean, boys?
Well, the two of you just went, started rocking out here in the studio.
Well, yeah, that's Guitar Hero 101. That's,
I mean,
I I'm just waiting for the air guitars to show up next.
Oh, he already did.
Oh, okay.
Touching hands.
Uh-oh. Here we go, let it play.
And if you watch the Red Sox, I mean, whether you like Neil Diamond or not,
touching me,
and you should.
Touching you.
Everyone in their cars right now.
Bum, bum, bum.
So good.
Oh, my God. So good. So good. Okay. So, you know what? So, obviously, you know, I'm 54. John, you're 51. Meg's her age.
Okay.
Well, I don't want to say.
29.
It's not my place to
I'm
say.
29.
Okay.
I'm up there.
29.
Okay. So, obviously, we're people of a certain age. Mm-hmm. And so, I always wonder how people who are younger would answer this question.
Well, they haven't heard it enough to even.
Well, you know, if they're going to give me, you know, Nicki Minaj.
Well, they're
or,
listening to that
you know,
music.
The Weeknd bad. Or.
They're listening to that music that's bad lyrics and doesn't carry a tune. That's my mother.
Say, you're channeling Anglo Lady really well.
Flashbacks.
Right? Isn't that true?
All right.
These young people and their music.
No, oh, get off my lawn. All right, I'm going to just mention a couple of these real quick. I cannot pull them all up so quickly. Fortunate Son, every movie, Vietnam movie. Blackwater by the Standells is good. I Will Survive. Okay, is good. Heard It for the Grapevine. Celebrate by Casey and the Sunshine Band. Oh, for sure. Let It Go. Oh. A mom
Let
of three
go.
Girls says, Let It Go.
Let
That's
it
a great
go.
Point.
Yes.
I hadn't considered songs you might hate that you hear a lot. Mm-hmm. If you love it,
that's
fine.
A whole other category.
Yeah. Let's see. Who Let the Dogs Out? Woo, Money for woo. Nothing or Walk of Life by Dire Straits. Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy Train.
Who Let the Dogs
I've heard that a few times.
I think John is still just off singing his own songs over here.
Bad Boys, Bad Boys. What you gonna do?
Oh, my
God! Oh, my God. All right. So we'll leave you with this one just because. No, I don't have it. How do I not have this handy? Hold on. I'm double checking my archive here because. Oh, there it is. Okay. God, why did it not? It didn't pull it up when I looked for the right way. Oh, I got to turn the sound up. Sorry. Here we go. This is a terrible radio. Yeah, you know it in one note, right? I'd like to bid on one note. All right. Anyway, 852 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. That's your frivolous topic for the day. And I would strongly encourage you, that's one you can ask your kids.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because I think of the frivolous topic a lot as dinner table conversation, conversation at lunch, conversation at the water cooler, if people do that anymore. But also with your kids. Like, these are questions you can ask your kids and kind of see what they have to say. And I, you know... Be curious what they might answer. Be scared of what they might answer. Hey, if you're thinking about that next car, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars, 1, 2, 3 years old, low miles, 10 to 30 or 40,000 miles. They warranty them to 100,000 or 10 years because they're cars you can trust that they will take care of you with them. And, you know, frankly, I became an advocate for them not because, I mean, they were advertisers on our show on our station for a long time. You know, Dave Ramsey's been talking about them forever. I literally went to drive a car there just because they had a car we wanted to test drive. Good price. They came down. They gave us a day. They came down. We bought the car. Like, we weren't going to buy a car for another 6 months, but it was such a good deal on exactly the right car for us that we bought it. And the way they took care of us in the process, through the process, after it, and just made me want, like, I want to work with these guys. I want to advocate for them. I went to my sales manager and said, can I do live reads for Frontier? Because they're fantastic. He's like, yeah, I think we can make that happen. So I love them. They're a great resource. If you're thinking about buying a car, go to them, ask them their questions, drive their cars. If they don't have exactly what you want, they can go find it for you. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
What up, fellow Gen Xers? Elizabeth Banks here. As the original Latchkey Kids, we took things into our own hands, like house keys and video game controllers. And now it's time for us to do it again, because the recommended age to get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia has been lowered to 50 and older, even if you're healthy. We're at over 6 times greater risk compared to adults under 50. So go to VaxAssist.com and schedule. Gen X, this is our shot. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show, talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
A man who's been trained to ignore pain, ignore weather, to live off the land, to eat things that'll make a billy goat puke.
Not to dwell, but for those of us who are Cardinals fans, we heard that a couple of times with Mark McGwire. God, I really didn't get. I mean, there were like 18 unanswered texts on top of the 20 or so that I actually was able to get on the air. So I'm sorry that I wasn't able to get all of your answers on the or play all your music. I love a music question because it lets me play radio person. You know, that's kind of fun. That's my side gig.
That's your side gig?
Yeah. Radio person is like my side hustle. What's your regular hustle? I don't know. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. No accidents to report to you right now. Not seeing anything that's going to delay your way in this morning. Good news on that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks, John. If you're considering buying a home as an investment, look, there's a lot of factors to consider. Right, particularly if you're doing a rental. You know, what are rents doing? Are they coming down? Are they stabilized? Are they still going up? Is the price of rental homes up, down, whatever? Are people selling them? One of the things that Christina Leavenworth, when she was on Pep Talk recently, was talking about is it's actually kind of hard to buy a rental because the people who already own them, even if they're not making quite as much as they'd hoped for at the moment, they don't want to do another home of any kind because they got a really good loan rate on that home, and so they're not interested in getting out of it. Because if they were trying to replace it with something else, the interest rate. So just there's a lot of factors to consider. And the reason I mention this is call Christina Leavenworth before you make a decision. Ask her your questions. You know, what do you think about this? Is now the right time to sell? Is it 6 months from now the right time to sell? In my region, at my price point, because the market is not one thing. The market is many different things. And it's kind of all of that together. And, you know, the answer for a $600,000 home in Gulf Breeze might be different from a $400,000 home in Cantonment. So don't ask me, ask her. 723-9158, 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. the White House is starting a whole new policy on access to President Trump for closed encounters, so to speak, you know, like Air Force One or in the Oval Office. So they used to have where you'd get three pool reporters, and that was always AP, Reuters, and Bloomberg, I think, were always the three. And then the fourth slot would always rotate around among print or media journalists, okay? They're now saying that they're going to cut back on the number of print pool and, you know, people can vie for it. This is in response to the AP. Remember who AP will not say Gulf of America, although now they're saying it in context as Gulf of America or something like what President Trump has now renamed as Gulf of America. But they would not comply with his directive on language, and so they punished them by excluding them from events. The judge said that he was wrong, they were right, that's viewpoint discrimination. The judge is right, it is viewpoint discrimination. But what did I always say? They could just exclude everybody. The problem is they can't choose whom to exclude on the basis of viewpoint. That's the key. They can deny access, they can do a lottery, they can do a lot of things, and it's very hard to enforce this. So now their response is, while they are appealing the decision, they're just going to cut down on the access from the pool reporter. So they're going to make AP kind of randomly earn their spot occasionally. They can't kick them out entirely because of expression of language, but they can just restrict access and make it harder to get at the president, which is a very passive-aggressive, you can tell me to sit down, but I'm standing up on the inside kind of reaction. 4-3, you know, the kid, you can see it on his face.
And that would be you, for sure.
Oh, okay, this is 100% me. I'm this is not going to bode well for me, but this will give you an insight to my character. It should come as no surprise. I'm at church, and the song is exciting, and I'm a charismatic, so I'll raise my hands, okay? But if the worship leader says, everybody raise your hands, oh, no, they're going right back down. You tell me to do it. I'm not doing it.
That is you.
But tell me that's not me. That's 100% me. I would voluntarily go to the event. Oh, we need to go to the event. Do I really need to? Are you sure? Because I don't want to. I will do the thing. Just don't make me do it. Don't tell me to do it. Let me believe it's my own idea. Okay, that's
so you.
It's 100% accurate.